Okay, now we will turn to time certain item number 522.
Proclaim May 27, 2015 to be a day of recognition for Grant High School's Constitution team.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. This is the second of a back-to-back week of national champions at City Hall. And we're pleased once again to welcome the Grant High School family to City Hall to celebrate the accomplishments of our outstanding students. And today we celebrate the national champions of the Grant High School Constitution team. Let's give them a round of applause for that amazing accomplishment. We have a number of honored guests who are going to join us today, and we'd like to first invite forward Cassie Hill, Amelia Morrison, and their Constitution teacher, Jeremy Reinholt. And if you would come forward, and I'm going to, on behalf of the mayor and the council, I'm going to read the proclamation, and then we're going to turn it over to you. But I will preface it by saying that for the past 6 years, I've had the honor, and I think Commissioner Novick has done this as well, to serve as a judge at the earliest stage, the regionals, for the We the People competition. And frankly, I do it for selfish reasons, because every year when I come home after that long evening, I really feel inspired about possibilities and about the future, because I get to spend an evening with high school students who are reaching for the stars through this competition. And we think we see the best of the best, and when you win the national championship, it confirms that. So it's a point of great pride for this council and our city. So the mayor has issued a proclamation. It's been blown up into about 25 font, and I apologize in advance for any of the names that I mangle. Whereas We the People, the citizen and the Constitution, is a nationally recognized civic education program and competition, and whereas the competition encourages students to display civic knowledge, skills, and dispositions, and whereas the Classroom Law Project, administrator of the Oregon We the People program since 1987, plays a leadership role preparing youth to become active and engaged participants in our democratic society. And whereas the Grant High School Constitution team placed first in the state We the People competition on January 17, 2015, advancing to the national competition held in Washington, D.C., and whereas the Grant team placed first among 56 of the nation's best high school teams in the We the People National Finals on April 27, 2015, and whereas the Grant team's success brings honor and distinction to Portland Public Schools, to the city of Portland, to the Grant family, and to the state of Oregon, and whereas 2015 marks the fourth year in a row that a Constitution team from Portland has won the national championship, including that other school, Lincoln High School, in 2012 and 2014, and Lincoln High School in 2013. It's nice that you guys alternate. It's very collegial. And whereas the Grant team has been supported by Grant High School principal Carol Campbell, Constitution team teacher Jeremy Reinholt, community coaches Tim Volpert, Shelley Larkins, John Stevens, Taylor Bailey, Harry Lato, Jim Westwood, Henry Breithop, Andy Short, Mike Curtis, Mike Greenlick, Al Karpinski, Jessica Snyder, Ruth Campbell, and Larry Burke. That's a pretty good law firm. Actually, and the bench while we're at it. Family members and friends, and we'll embarrass them a little later and ask them to stand. And whereas the award-winning Grant High School Constitution includes the following students: Keturah Antoine, Olivia Berry, Ian Michael, Maya Ring, Eddie Taez, Parker Brown, Abby Diebold, Fiona Redvig, Emily Heiken, Alec Mosier, Caleb Walcott, Camille Bales, Meredith Datina, Connor Johnson, Vivi K. Diamond, Amelia Morrison, Chandler Willison, Amber Burkhart, Mitchell Debke, Cassie Hill, Sasha Jenkins, Gunnar Olson, Hannah Posey Scholl, Mia Bacher, Jake Faya, Brianna Hayes, Allie, rhymes with Heidi, Jidey, Sophia Penrose, Adam Bruns, Tivoli DeGrazia, Grace Dunbar, Libby Kokas, Charlotte Strange, and Savannah Turner. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim May 27, 2015, to be a day of recognition for Grant High School's 2015 constitutional team in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day. Mayor, may we suspend the rules?
Yes, please. Congratulations.
We have two panels, and we'll start with Mr. Reinholt. Jeremy, if you'll kick it off. Welcome.
Mayor Hales, commissioners, they say it takes a village to raise a child, and it most certainly takes a village to raise a national championship constitution team. 34 of the brightest and most motivated students that I've ever had the pleasure of teaching. And we couldn't have done it without the teachers they've had in the past in the Portland Public Schools District. We couldn't have done it without their parents being supportive of them. We certainly could not have done it without the coaches, the lawyers, and the judges from Portland who have donated hundreds of hours of their time volunteering to work with these kids. But at the end of the day, these kids did it for themselves. They worked their butts off. They cared. They wanted to learn more about our country and our government, and I'd like it if everyone here could hear from two of them right now.
I'm Amelia Morrison. I'm a senior. I wanted to say two things about Con Team. The first thing is, you know, we won the national championship, but the impact that it has on creating students who are aware of what's going on in the community and can read the news and have really really comprehend what's going on and the greater themes that are happening, it's really powerful. And what's that kind of created in the community for, you know, the seniors in the class is we, you know, in our free time now, we have conversations about politics and about what's going on in the country and in the world and how to solve problems in a way that, you know, I've never done before and I think is unusual for high school students. It's also, Con Team has also given me so much direction and, you know, I was kind of lost in high school and being able to be a part of this team and have adults that really took interest in me and having, you know, given a place where I can thrive and the expectations can be high and I can do well in an area that, you know, I didn't think that maybe I didn't know enough about has been so impactful for me. And now I'm really interested in going to law school and maybe one day becoming a lawyer. So, and that's all thanks to Constitution Team. And going into college and the work that I need to do to get there, I have a huge leg up because, I mean, I have a huge amount of information now at my disposal. So, thank you.
Great.
Hi, I'm Cassie Hill. Without repeating what Amelia said, I also just feel very grateful that you're honoring us for something that we did that's just so, I don't know, it's been integral to my senior year, being who I am now. And we were both here last week for Magazine, and I think we can both agree that Magazine and Con Team are both things that should be at every high school. They're things that have shaped me personally as a person and have guided me to do what I think I'm going to do in the future. And I think something that I'd like to see in the future is more civics education for people like me and for my colleagues and everyone who just wants to be engaged, because I think learning about something that's so important to our country is just probably one of the best things for someone my age, because we want to go out and change the world and not be sitting at home and not knowing what's going on around us. So I think Con Team has definitely been an integral piece of my life, and I'd like to thank you guys for honoring us today.
Thank you.
We're extremely proud of all of you, and we're gonna bring up two additional people real quick. And if you either make room for them or we'll just replace them, and that's Grant Principal Carol Campbell and Classroom Law Project Leader Barbara Roast. Madam Principal, we have a regular standing date here at Council where you bring outstanding.
Keep bringing us winners.
Who are you bringing next week?
I'm happy to come back every week if I can bring something. There's a lot going on at Grant, and I'm extremely proud to be part of a school that really the students take a lot of pride in everything that they do at the school. The Constitution team is does make up some of the best and brightest students that we have at Grant, but it's a very diverse group, as you can see, and they are involved in lots of other activities as well. They're athletes. Our student body president is part of the Constitution team. Our Black Student Union president is part of the Constitution team. They get recognition in a lot of other areas. We appreciate their leadership at Grant. So they're learning about government and the Constitution team, but they also take a strong leadership role at Grant and care about the Grant community a lot. So, again, I'm just really proud to be at a school that has students and a teacher and members of the Portland area that want to ensure that these kids have reached their potential and have an experience that is probably something they'll remember for the rest of their lives. So thank you for recognizing them. I really appreciate it.
Barbara?
Thank you. Barbara Rost from Classroom Law Project. I'm the program director there. Our executive director, Marilyn Cover, couldn't be here today, but she sent me with these words. These students have reached the top of the mountain. So when you think about that pyramid, they're at the top. There's a whole lot that's happening at this level. And what's happening at this level is this program in fifth grade classrooms, in eighth grade classrooms, to help the civic education that you heard about just a little while ago from one of the students that's needed in this city, in this state, in this country. If we had more of that, we would have more students like this. It's noteworthy that a study was done a few years back that showed that alums of this program, the We the People program, vote at a rate in excess of 82%. The only other demographic that does that is the over 65-year-olds. I'm pretty thrilled that we got them young and trained them right. And these are the informed voters that we want. So to the extent that you're able to encourage more civic education in our fine city, in our wonderful Portland public school system, and in other systems throughout the city and the state, please do. Classroom Law Project is the organization that administers this program across the entire state. The Center for Civic Education is the umbrella organization that administers it nationally, but we're the ones that get out there all the way from Malheur to Astoria and try to make this happen for all students. And go Oregon, we rock. They're afraid of us back there in Washington.
Good.
Thank you.
Closing comments. The first is that every year it seems Congress toys with the idea of pulling the funding for this project.
They pulled it several years ago. We're without any federal funding, zero.
And you'll recall that in our bicentennial year, the nation made a commitment to these kinds of things and to civic education. And now it's been deemed to be something other than core, which means that the Classroom Law Project depends even more on generous donors and individuals and philanthropy. And that's a shame. It's a shame because we see that recent polls that indicate that even in Oregon, less than half of our citizens know that we have two senators or can name them. And at a time when we're seeing a big decline in civic literacy, here's a program that's giving young people the tools to be very effective and engaged citizens. And it does not currently qualify for federal funding. The other thing I just wanted to note, Mayor, is that for whatever reason, the headlines these days frequently highlight where we fall short, on graduation rates, where we fall short on funding, where we fall short on ratio of teachers to students and things of that nature. I think it's especially important in this climate to recognize excellence in our community and to make sure that the other side of the story is also told about the young people who are bringing great distinction. I have to disclose that I have a conflict of interest on this particular item.
You do.
Both my chief of staff, Sonia Schmansky, and my scheduler, Aja Blair, are proud graduates of Grant High School. And we're really proud today to be able to celebrate this remarkable achievement. Mayor?
Yeah, this is really excellent. And I was so heartened by your victory and also what we heard here today. And actually, I'm really glad that Many of you as students are planning on careers in either law or public service as a result of this experience, or maybe now heightened interest because of this experience. And I just want to say I look forward to voting for a number of you in the very near future and look forward to seeing you get politically active. We would make the case here among the five of us, I think, that if you really want to make a difference in the world, your best odds of doing that are local. That, of course, the Congress still matters. Of course, the state legislature still does important work, but the ability to shape change is greatest at the local level. And, in fact, that's probably why the Pope has invited 15 mayors to come meet with him to talk about climate change, because most of the real work in the world that's being done on that issue is being done at the local or the metropolitan level. So we would insert a plug for continue your leadership, but please continue it here. If you're interested in local leadership, we look forward to having you serve up here not very long from now.
If I might piggyback on that, ladies, I'm looking especially at you. I'm the seventh woman ever to serve on the Portland City Council, and that's frankly not enough. So certainly go to college, go to advanced degrees, get some real jobs and get some life experience, and then please think about coming back and serving your community that Portland Public Schools, and I mean all of Portland's public schools, David Douglas and Park Rose and the other districts that are partly in Portland, as well as the three that are entirely within Portland, amazing opportunities for learning about life as well as learning academics, and it's great that you have excelled in both of those. So be sure to tell people about your success. I know sometimes we don't do that as much as we should, and then sometimes people don't listen, but it's wonderful that you have achieved what you have through being in the public school system. And Portland is still a place where the majority of families still send their kids to public schools, and this, you are part of the reason why. You're showing why it matters. So thank you for coming today. Thank you for working so hard and being great ambassadors for our community.
Thanks.
As Commissioner Fish said, I have in the past served, I missed this last year for some reason, but I have in the past served as a judge in the regional competition. And as Commissioner Fish said, it is extraordinary. I mean, to watch team after team and say, I don't see how any other team could possibly be as good as this. And then another team comes along that's as good as this. It's something that watching you all perform is something that everybody in Portland should experience. I mean, I think that these competitions should be in the Rose Garden with 20,000 people. It is really inspiring. It is really amazing. And we are all so proud that you continue to win year after year. And, you know, not to knock them, but maybe the Trailblazers could take some lessons from you. I mean, they haven't won since 1977, so maybe you should, like, go over and, like, give them some pep talks. Thank you so much.
Mayor, we're going to take a picture, but it's our tradition before we do that to recognize the parents and teachers in the room. So would all the parents and people here supporting these young people and teachers please stand so we can recognize you as well today? If the parents and teachers loved ones.
Thank you. We ask the students to come forward with their support team and take a photo with us. We'd love that. Thank
you. You can come all the way in, guys. We'll maybe have a second row. Get everybody in. Jenny, why don't you orchestrate this?
Wish in. Okay, go at an angle. If you're this way, go this way. If you're that way, go this way. At an angle. There you go. Wish in. Yeah. Can we see you, please?
Do you have a wide-angle lens?
Yeah.
We say go Generals?
Yes. Yes. Go Generals.
How many more days?
All right. Fantastic. Congratulations to all.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's excellent. Thank you so much.
No, the tall one that you're standing up.
Thank you. Okay.